22 ballot papers have been found, all belonging to opposition political parties. They were found at Okahanja, that's just some 60 kilometers from north of Windhoek. They are 22, and some of them have been banned.
Is this not just an isolated incident that would not change the outcome of the election, which was overwhelmingly won by the ruling party?
I will not go to that, but if you have ballot papers that are being found anywhere in a country, and these are really associated with the Electoral Commission of Namibia, this alone qualifies to nullify the elections. Because you never know if police officers, the ones that were entrusted in taking care of these ballot papers, are the very same people that you again entrust with the responsibility of really carrying out the investigation of these results. And I don't think we are making any difference here.
Also, your group had some reservations about the way voters were registered. Tell me about that.
People were registered in a way of a sworn statement. You only need two deponents, two people to declare that they really know you in order to be registered as a voter. If you don't have national identities that has been described by the Electoral Commission in order to be registered as a voter, we suspect that it's going to create problems, because right now we are hearing that some people has up to four voting registration cards.
You say that the government asked that two people be present to identify you in order to issue you a voter's card. What would have been a better solution?
What we think is people must take along their national identity only. If they don't have that national identity, then that's full stop, because it's really open to fraud.
Dorcas, the SADC Parliamentary Forum Observer Mission from Southern Africa has concluded that the elections were free and fair. They also said that some of the complaints that your group has mentioned, such as your claim that 107 constituencies, their delimitation was engineered in a way to ensure a victory for the ruling party, that these complaints were not brought up to the parliamentary observers at their initial meetings with the opposition. Do you feel that you or some of the opposition parties failed to alert foreign observers to these problems before the voting began?
My response will be, this should be their lesson. They should learn. If the SADC Parliamentary Forum has to declare the election as free and fair, while at the same time the Electoral Commission has some counting to be done again a day after the election, I don't think they are on the way. They are somehow, it's like they have already got a winner. They have already got the conclusion how they will describe the elections at the end of the day. If the process is not yet finished, and yet you go publicly and declare the election as free and fair, I don't think you carry out your duty properly. We have ballot papers coming from outside of the country to be counted, and yet these results are not yet publicly announced how they were allocated. And yet again, to these results, we are hearing some disturbing reports that any votes which exceeded the number of the registers that they had was done away with.